This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge
sex experts today at 1-800.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? That's the big question. Are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. So anyway, welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here in a fast and furious, fast and furious news day. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And, of course, we are on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio in the United States. So we're very, very proud of that. And with us right now is Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. And, of course, we had a long, long weekend wrapped up in aluminum foil and living in our cages. And that's why we brought Scott on, so that we can get to the bottom of all this. And, of course, if he went, we're going to find out if he lives there in Washington. And he's familiar with various restaurants. And, Scott, have you ever been to the Red Hen restaurant? Are we still there, Scott? Maybe Scott's not there anyway. Let me read what it says here. I'm going in from my Skype. No, Scott is there. No, Scott. Anyway. Okay, we're going to have to try this all over again. This is one of these kind of things, you know. Let's see if we've got Scott. Are you there, buddy?
I am here.
Yeah, I don't. You know, it's one of these kind of things. It's, you know, the deep state just touching, just giving us a little nudge there. Anyway, I was asking the question, our audience heard it, I don't think you did, but have you ever been to the Red Hen restaurant?
Well, I have to say that I have been to the Red Hen restaurant.
The Red Hen or Head?
The Red Head. And no, you know, here's the thing. The Red Hen restaurant is not far from where I live. And not really dine there, but I've seen it, and like the president has said, it is a dirty, rotten little scoundrel of a place. And I did tweet out over the weekend that a roach crawled over my foot in that restaurant, and it is a disgusting place.
Wow. Okay. Well, so much for the Red Hen. Now, isn't there
Charlottesville, by the way. It's not far from D.C.
So where is it from exactly?
It's in Lexington, Virginia. It's kind of like between Roanoke and Charlottesville. It's about 50 miles outside of D.C., I think.
Wow.
I think that's the distance.
Wow. So yeah. The cockroaches are big there.
Big, huge cockroaches, dirty windows. And the president actually tweeted out this morning, and he said that he said about the Red Hen, he said, the Red Hen restaurant, this is a direct tweet from Donald Trump, the Red Hen restaurant should focus more on cleaning its filthy canopies, doors, and windows.
Oh, no.
Job rather than refusing to serve a fine person like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I always had a rule. If a restaurant is dirty on the outside, it's dirty on the inside.
Yeah. Well, you know, and they certainly are into dirty dealing on the inside. You know, because as I was telling the audience in the first hour about this little tale, and I didn't have all the total information in front of me. I just did it from rote memory from my readings over the weekend, that this little place, the owner actually took a vote of the staff as to what to do with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. In fact, from what I understand, is that she was at her house and was called in, and she rushed down to rescue the staff from, I think that's the way they're kind of couching it, the savior of a owner or manager. She's rushing down to save her staff from the likes of a Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And then she gallantly goes forth and asks her to leave.
I'm telling you, this was you know, the woman who owned the restaurant was a first cousin of Meryl Streep. And so, you know, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree there. But the Washington Post came out with an editorial. And this is going to spell big trouble for the liberals, because there are a lot of people that are liberals that really hate what happened in that restaurant. There's a lot of crazy liberals that love it, too. But she just cut her business in half. And not only that, she lost 10-20% of her liberal base as well. But the Washington Post wrote an article that said, let the Trump team eat in peace. And we're talking about Kirstjen Nielsen. We're talking about a lot of other people as well. But there's a quote here. It says, those who are insisting that we are in a special moment justifying incivility should think for a moment how many Americans might find their own special moment. Think about that, Paul. That is an insane place to be as a society, where Sarah Huckabee Sanders is not but this is the same party that has been discriminating against black people in their restaurants for decades. This is the same party that was part of Jim Crow. This is the same party that opposed the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. This is the same party that endorsed George Wallace, the governor of Alabama, who stood in front of the door and blocked those little two black girls from going into school. I mean, they are a bunch of absolute racists and discriminating, intolerant pieces of crap.
Well, there you have it, Scott. Adam's on record right here on Agenda 21 Radio. So anyway, I want to get back into the cleanliness thing, because I used to, you know, work in five-star restaurants. So that, you know, cleanliness in a restaurant is just absolutely the most important thing. And, you know, we would never, I mean, you mentioned windows, or he mentioned windows and stuff, or the cloth covering that goes over the windows, you know, the shading and all that stuff. We always had stuff like that just impeccably clean all the time. And of course, there were people that were coming in to clean and all that stuff down the outside. So this place always looked absolutely fantastic. And of course, we worked our little butts off, the staff, making sure everything was clean and immaculate. And we never had, you know, I worked there 3 years, and we never once had a complaint about anything that was dirty, improper. You know, there's hair in the food or anything like that. Not once did that ever happen. And that was just because, well, that was just a top priority. So, you see, to me, this cleanliness thing in a restaurant is just big, absolutely. And making sure your food is properly cared for and, you know, sterilized and, you know, that sort of thing before you take it out there. You know, this kind of place, I've seen pictures of the inside and then the building on the outside. I wouldn't go in there. I just look on the looking at it like going, geez, somebody laid an egg on top of the building, and it's just sort of been glued on there ever since.
Yeah, it's supposed to be one of those farm to restaurant establishments.
Yeah.
And it's really a shame, though. I mean, that we're living in a time and a place where
it's petty.
It's unbelievable. But you know what? Here's the thing. 10% of Democrats, like the Alan Dershowitzes of the world, that are really ACLU type of Democrats, are looking at what Manafort is doing, or look at what Mueller is doing, blowing down the doors of Cohen and Manafort's doors, or looking at the fact that someone like Manafort could get arrested without even due process. Or, you know, you can go on and say that, you know, Kirstjen Nielsen, people are picketing outside of her home just simply because she's doing her job.
It's not resonating well.
Democrats that are going to be leaving.
Yeah.
The party.
Yeah. I believe
that's
that
20% swap. That's a 20%. We get their 10%. That's 20%.
Yeah. Anyway, hang on. We got the music coming up. We're talking to Scott Adams. Scott Adams showing about all the stuff, the eggs that are being laid right now by the Democrats and by the extremists, if you will, in the Democratic Party. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, Right to Voice sponsors Agenda 21 Radio. Your right to, freedom of speech. Take it back. Right to Voice, RIGHT, the number 2 voice. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Website agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. A lot of things, going on there. It's crazy, 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 to say the least, what's going on in New California State. All this controversy over this state, that state, our state, blue state, red state, you know, all the states out there. But one of the things that we're really, really starting to see coalesce, so to speak, is that those state people that want a new state in California are coalescing around New California State. Yeah, there's no question about it. They're looking at the other options out there, and they say, wait a minute, we've been had by this one. This one's been lying to us. This group over here wants to make three Democratic states, yada, yada. And now they take a look at us and go, well, this is the only way to get a state. They're actually making progress and moving forward, and that's correct. We are. So visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and also write to voice, write to voice. All right, with us is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. Scott, this the whole brouhaha that's breaking out. We had Maxine Waters doing her little thing in the last hour about she's ranting and raving at some, I guess you would say, rally that they a toy drive for the little kids. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, her calls for more harassment of public officials was really ridiculous. You know, Charlie Kirk tweeted this out today. He said, did you know Maxine Waters doesn't even live in her congressional district?
Yeah.
Maxine Waters lives in a $7 million home. Maxine Waters employs her daughter for $100,000 a year via her campaign. Maxine Waters' district is one of the poorest in America. She is a fraud and has a low IQ. That's according to Charlie Kirk. But James Woods tweeted out, he said, now that a United States Congresswoman has called for harassment against Republicans and the inevitable violence that will come of it, I urge all of you to get armed and vote. Your life literally depends on it. That's according to James Woods. And I said, the left needs to understand this is not a video game in their basement. The beatdown they're asking for will be real if low IQ Maxine Waters has her way. The front page will read Blue Wave Drowned by Red Wave 2018. Election Day will be so much fun Tuesday, November 6, 2018. And that's how we're going to win it. We're going to win it like President Trump requested in Nevada over the weekend, that we need to show up and vote and really change Washington.
Yeah, you know, the he was in Nevada. He was in Las Vegas, actually. He wasn't in Reno, because in Reno they had this woman who's running for the Senate there, and she's not afraid of Donald Trump. I'm the only candidate who's not afraid of Donald Trump.
Wacky Jackie is her nickname.
Wacky Jackie, right. You stole my thunder there, brother. Wacky Jackie. And he brought that to light to everybody. But, you know, it's really shaping up to be really, truly a red wave that's going to go everywhere. And you know what's really funny is that Donald Trump, there's some cartoonist came out with Donald Trump riding a red wave. And that red wave, and he's on a surfboard, by the way. He's deep within the curl of the surfboard. Now, as surfers, we get what that's all about. Anyway, so he's deep in the curl, you know, and he's got his hair drooping down. He's on the board, you know, and it's really kind of funny. But the wave itself is reminiscent of the wave that New California had on its website for a long time. Everybody's pointed that out to me. Hey, wasn't that on the website of New California? I said, well, I don't know. But it is absolutely correct. You're starting to get the feel for this, even out here in California. California's got the rigged election system to the max. I have absolutely zero faith in whatever happens with California election systems out here. It's completely corrupt. So it's going to, I don't think there's going to be any improvement with the statewide election. I think that we're going to hold our own with the House of Representatives. And a lot of people don't understand that there's 53 members of the House representing California, and 39 are Democrat. I'm hoping that we hold on to the 14. It doesn't look like there's a couple of seats we might lose. But, you know, they were predicting they're going to take all 14. Now, there might be some, and I'm saying this now, and here we are at the end of June. I'm saying it now. I think we might lose two. However, there are some things going on downstream in some of the districts down that we're following. And it looks like Ivanka is supposed to come out here, and she actually has been with Kevin McCarthy in the Kern County, and of course, Devin Nunes, who's at the a lot of people might not understand. Devin Nunes and Kevin McCarthy, their districts are Kern County and Tulare County in the Central Valley. Now, Kern County is one of the richest counties in the nation, period. It's got agriculture, it's got oil, it's got gas, it's got it all. And everybody who knows anything about this, all those combinations, realize how rich Kern County is. Right next to it is one of the breadbasket counties of California, the largest producer, if you will, of any single county. Well, they say that. You know, my representatives down there in New California say that. There's some competition up around where I'm at because we're the breadbasket for rice. Second largest rice-producing area in the world is right where I live. So anyway, Devin Nunes is right there, and we definitely want to protect those two seats, Kern County, and it looks like we're going to. But Ivanka has come out to campaign for both of them. That shows you what kind of things are happening out here. This has been unheard of, you know. Republicans aren't used to this sort of thing in California where the national leaders actually come out and campaign for them. It just doesn't happen. I'm not going to say Trump's going to come out, but what's clear is that Ivanka's been out here, and she's going to continue to come out.
The polls are really starting to look favorable. 54%, for example, support Trump's position on immigration, that they don't believe in catch and release, and that they think that, you know, that they blame the parents of these children that are coming up. By the way, Paul, just so you know, and I know you know this, but there are about 8 consulates in Mexico and 1 embassy. There's like 9 places you could go on your trek up from Honduras or Central America and literally find a place to seek asylum if you were really serious about asylum.
Right.
And you wouldn't have to trek all the way up to the border. But the reason why they're doing that is because if they stick their big toe on American soil, they get American privileges, like with the constitutional protections that say, if I say the word asylum, you say the word, you get a hearing in a year that I'll never show up for.
Right.
100% show up, 97% don't. I mean, and 86% of these people vote Democrat. So the Democrats are really selling out for the vote. And what's interesting is Candace Owen and Jessica Tarloff had a big feud this weekend. And it's interesting, but the black people in America are starting to realize the game that the Democrats play by witnessing it from a third-person perspective, sort of like the athlete that becomes a coach and realizes the flaw in the technique and sees it for the first time that the Democrats are exploiting another group, and they're saying, hey, that was us 10 years ago.
Right. You are so spot on. And we work with Ted Hayes. He's a black activist down in Southern California. And he was the one that got me on the phone call in which we were one of 17 people that were listening to these folks from the former president of La Raza to implement Obama's programs for the New Americans program, welcoming communities program, all these programs that are now out there feasting on these children and everybody else that they've come across the border and they're making billions of dollars on. And he was saying the exact same. And of course, I've seen this in my own, you know, Southern California and being in black communities and so on. This is exactly what that technique comment is, you know, of course, being a coach and an athlete, that's exactly right. They're saying, wait a minute, the coach is telling us the wrong technique. Hang on, we got the music coming up. When we come back, we got Scott Adams with us. We're going to talk about technique. Technique of the racist bigots, if you will, and why it's not working. It's going to turn against them. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, and right to voice.com, your way to, of course, beat Facebook by making your choice. Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E, voice. Check it out. Okay, with us is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And, Scott, we're talking about what's going to be happening, I think, in the elections coming up. And I think it's a pretty good, it's going to be a little bit better sailing for Donald Trump, I think, as the weeks go forward.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, okay, 2002 was post 9/11. And the Republicans really did well in that particular midterm. I don't know exactly what happened in 2006. I think we lost some seats, but that was traditional and typical. And like Trump talks about, you know, you can become complacent after a big win and it's the other party that. But in 2010 and in 2014, you know, the Democrats took a shellacking, right? So 2002, 2010, 2014, I really believe that the Republicans do very well in midterms. I also believe that the Democrats benefited from the black turnout when Obama was on the ticket. And they're not benefiting from that. In fact, Daryl Scott from Cleveland, pastor, said that he believes, and he wrote a report about this, about why he thinks that Trump will be the greatest civil rights president in our history. And when you think about the pardons for Jack Johnson, Alice Johnson, and all the other things that he has done with black unemployment, bringing manufacturing jobs back, all these other things are so great for black communities. You see this uprising of black support for President Trump. They love him. He's a rock star to them. And so the point here, though, is that I believe we have a really great winning record on midterms. And I don't think it's an incumbent situation. I think it's turnout and energizing the vote. And right now, running on resistance, impeachment, higher taxes, and open borders is not something that the Democrats are really buying into. None of those things that I just mentioned help Democrat people, but money in their pocket does, and that's what the Trump economy is doing.
Yeah, it's the money, stupid. I was reading, I do massive reading like you do. I was reading a comment that was being made by an employer who was talking about, mentioning Nancy Pelosi's comments about crumbs. And, he was talking to this person and saying, look, those crumbs are $40 a week for me. He says, I can take my family out to dinner for that. And, or I can save it up and look what I have at the end of the month. I said, that's not crumbs to me. With that kind of mentality, that, that undertow that Nancy Pelosi is completely insensitive to. And these people are just going to get more and more, especially as the months tick down. There's greater employment. There's greater opportunity, and people are getting raises. The boats are starting to float out of the harbor. All boats are floating together. So that's going to be a big, big problem for these folks. Now, out here in California, with our corrupt election system, that's another issue. To overwhelm the system, conservatives have to go to the ballot, have to go vote. But, they're going to suppress the vote because they can. They can manipulate everything. But if we put a big enough demonstration out there, my concern is I'm not worried about the governorship, because who's ever a governor can't affect anything that's going to go on here. They have no clout. But those representatives, House of Representatives, can be saved. That's, to me, the key thing, in which that's going to guarantee the House for Trump.
Well, Trump's campaign rallies, he's going to be in South Carolina tonight. He was in Duluth on Saturday. He was in Duluth last week. He was in Nevada on Saturday.
Yeah, Las Vegas.
What's that?
Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's right, in Nevada. And but the point is, these are national events, and they have an impact across the country. And tonight, I think the rally is really greatly timed. And I really think there's going to be a Trump phenomenon. CBS came out with a generic poll, and it was down to 4%, which was like, wow, it's down to 4%. They need about 10% in order to take the seats that they need to take to win the House. Mm-hmm. They're already going to lose in the Senate. That's a given. Now, that being said, it turns out that poll is making the same mistake that they made pre 2016, which was they gave liberals an 8-point weighted advantage in that poll that was only 4%. So I really think it's going to be completely different. I mean, I think that not only do I think that the polls are about even, I think we might even pick up seats, especially when you look at what's going to be developing with North Korea and some of the revelations that are going to come out with regard to the Rosenstein delivery of data to Nunes and Trey Gowdy. You got this other situation with Lois Lerner and Henry Kerber or something like that, where he was the guy that was he's the head of the special counsel. He's the guy that was working with McCain to actually target conservative groups.
Yeah, I haven't covered that story This is a phenomenal. And again, it's, see what happens, and I see McCain things, I just kind of like go the other way. I just don't even report it. But this is a big one. I mean, this, because this points out that he was absolutely trying to trash John McCain, which we all kind of suspected, you know, back in the Lois Lerner days. And again, that, you know, Chris Street and I covered that thing from wall to wall, and we haven't had that. There's a John McCain thing on now. This just confirms it. But this is explains why John McCain was involved with the whole IRS scandal, trying to trash the Tea Parties, because he hated the Tea Parties. Everybody in the Tea Party knew McCain hated them. And this is just more evidence of that now.
It
is the evidence.
Yeah, Henry Koerner. And this guy was a bad dude. He was involved with covering up Benghazi, Fast and Furious,
yep.
IRS. And by the way, Mueller was the guy that was questioned. There's a great video, if you want to look for it, with Jim Jordan and Robert Mueller. And after weeks or months of investigation on the IRS, he said, "Who's the lead investigator?" And Mueller couldn't even answer. Didn't know who the lead investigator was. Couldn't answer it. And that tells you everything you want to know about the cover-up of the IRS targeting scandal. And that was a big, huge revelation that came out thanks to Judicial Watch and their their request for the FOIA.
You know, it was at the time when we were studying, we did two things, and Chris Street gets props for this. Working with Judicial Watch, we got some of the inside. Well, I shouldn't say Judicial Watch and others. There were others. But we got several of the memos that were involved with the, the whole thing with Lois Lerner and then also with Benghazi. Two different batches. And the one that was involved with Benghazi showed a complete espionage ring that was going on inside the State Department with Clinton and of course, with the president. We actually outed that one, and that came by way of some of the Judicial Watch memos and emails. And then we had the same emails that came from the House committee that was investigating. I can't remember which one it was at the time. We had the identical ones, and we did a side-by-side. And boy, did we glean some information from that, because the Judicial Watch ones weren't redacted. And the other ones were. So it was very telling to see what they were redacting and why. Then you have the evidence on the real side going, oh, this is why they did that. And it was very, very clear there was these open espionage rings going on, which is what we're seeing right now coming out with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you know, doing all the Dropbox foldering and all that business. And Javier Becerra, who's now the Attorney General of California. All that's still yet to come out through these investigations. But this guy was rather pernicious in his he was another Comey, I guess you can say, in covering everything for the Clintons. But Comey was still part of, at that time, I think in Lois Lerner days, he was still part of HS. It was Mueller who was the FBI director then.
Yeah, well, you know who did the audit on the Clinton Foundation, right?
It was
Peter Comey.
Peter Comey, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a family affair.
Well, both of Peter Comey's, as you know, were somewhat abused sexually. There's that story.
Ramsey Rapist, yeah.
What was it called?
The Ramsey Rapist.
The Ramsey Rapist,
From Bergen County, New Jersey. They were kidnapped by the Ramsey Rapist, both Peter and James, and I think it screwed up their head.
Yeah, and that's something a lot of people don't understand. There is a little bit of grooming that probability went on there with the Comey brothers, Peter and James Comey.
Yeah.
See, they were abducted by, as you would call it, the Ramsey Rapists. I can never remember the terminology.
That was a big story in the day. And Leonora, my co-host, basically she grew up in Inglewood Cliffs. I mean, she grew up in that area. And that was a big case. She knew all about it.
That's New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen, Inglewood Cliffs. So this is back in the day when James and Peter Comey were young. They were 13, 12, 13, 14, something like that, in that age group. Just right around they were pre-pubescent individuals, and they were abducted by the so-called Ramsey Rapist, who held them for some time. And it's clear to me that they're damaged goods psychologically that way. That's just my opinion. That's my I can give you my professional observations because I've worked with that kind of kid before.
Did you hear about Comey going to Ireland and saying he was going to fake and say he was a Canadian? He was so ashamed of our country.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah,
that's disgusting. You know, and again, that's so narcissistic because he's so. You would think an FBI guy wouldn't worry about what people think of him, right? He's the one that said he's Lady Justice. He doesn't think about blue and red. He doesn't care about what people think of him. Well, that clearly indicated to me that he cared deeply about what people thought of him.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's just for political consumption. He's just out there trying to. Tell
but again, it goes to your point about how he is damaged as an individual.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I believe that. I really do, and I think I haven't seen much of Peter to really know, but I've just in my own observations. And again, I used to work with this age group, and I've seen them as adults and what goes on. I've been specially trained, actually, ladies and gentlemen, in understanding how this whole thing works, this grooming thing. To me, he's been groomed, and there he is sitting there as the FBI director. And when you start connecting the dots with the other people. Now, this is my opinion, and you know I have no data to support it. I'm just giving you my professional opinion from what I've seen in my own professional experiences and my training and background. It certainly would deserve, in my opinion, a real investigation. That's just my opinion. There's something not right with the... Well, he's a liar. We know that. You know that's all part and parcel to it, but... Who he's been protecting, and a lot of the people don't understand this whole protection racket that he's been involved in since the 80s over the Clintons. That's another thing. And then Mueller is definitely involved. What's going to happen with this Mueller dude? I'm getting a lot of feelings now coming out that he's just going to make a report to everybody about what he's found, maybe not come against any charges. And I'm also hearing that Trump is not going to testify with Mueller. What do you hear?
That Comey's not going to testify with Mueller?
No, that Trump is not going to testify with Mueller.
Yeah, he shouldn't. The whole investigation is completely scandalous. I mean, it's a joke. The Mueller investigation is a joke, and you know, I think it's a travesty. And further to the fact that it's a joke is that you can get someone like Senator Warner come out and say, hey, if you give me another glass of wine, I can tell you something that Mueller and I only know. Where's Richard Burr in all this? He's the chairman of the Intel Committee in the Senate. Where is he? Why would he have a problem with that? That Warner, the guy who actually had a text exchange with Deripaska, who said, Chris Steele asked me to give you a call, and he said, be careful. Don't say that word. I mean, this is a guy that's completely out the lunch corrupt.
Yeah.
It's insane that he has inside information that only he and Mueller know. What kind of witch hunt is this?
Well, it is a witch hunt. We just have to pick which one. But there's no doubt this is a witch hunt.
Well, that should tell you everything you want to know right there, full stop, period, end of story. The fact that Warner came out saying, you give me another glass of wine and maybe I'll tell you something that only me and Robert Mueller know about. What's about to come out. That's insanely, insanely corrupt.
Well, you know, this is the way it's rolling out, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to start talking, give them some more wine, and they'll talk even more. Let's send them a bottle of, you know, Chardonnay or Pinot Grigio. How about the latest cab, you know, something like that? Just get them going. Absolutely. But send them to the Red Hen.
Yeah. It'll take more than a Pinot Grigio.
Yeah,
or a Chianti.
Yeah, Chianti, there you go. Anyway, so Warner, yeah, he kind of has, you know, he's a blow it. You know, back in the gangster days, gangsters would refer to Mr. Warner as a blow it. A guy that needs to be silenced. That's the way they roll. But this is stuff that's going to be continuing, of course. Listen to this. The beloved Pawn Stars patriarch, known as the Old Man, is dead at 77.
Yeah, I saw that flash up on my phone.
Yeah, it just came across my screen here. The flashing object. You know, I got to talk about the shining object that appeared before me on my screen, and that's one of them. So the Old Man is dead. Oh, that's too bad. I like that show.
Yeah, Pawn Stars.
Yeah, Pawn Stars, yeah. Not Porn Stars, guys. It's Pawn Stars.
No. We're, you know, Kathy Griffin and Stormy Daniels have come out and started attacking our president. Kirstjen Nielsen can't go to a restaurant, and now her house is under, you know, being under attack. It's unbelievable.
And then Biondi in Florida.
Maxine Waters would then support all of that. You know, black people specifically should really check themselves when it comes to this kind of level of discrimination. If this was happening under Obama's administration, you would be sure that this would be completely altered into a racist kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
So much discrimination going on today. It's not even funny. But, of course, the discriminators are the intolerant people, the fathers, the grandfathers of Jim Crow, the Democrat Party. This is who they are. This is what they've always been about. And it's rearing their ugly head again. And yet they want to call us the racists and the Nazis. You know, that's a disrespect to Nazism and the Jews that were subjected to gas chambers. Nobody is asking people to come up and bypass 9 places that they can seek asylum to go and cross the border illegally. Nobody's asking them to do that. They're volunteering that. That is not what happened during Nazi Germany and the gas chambers. That's not what happened. And then another pundit said, well, it's like the Japanese internment camps. It's not even like that. Okay, they're not to be compared, these things. It's disingenuous.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the bad news, of course, that Richard Harrison, the curmudgeonly patriarch of Pawnstar's family, who's grumbling about the goings-on in the Las Vegas shop he ran with his son and grandson, made him a TV reality star, has died at 77. And they go on and talk about that. That's really sad. Really, really sad. It's a big loss, obviously, for Las Vegas and also for, the thing about the Pawnstar's show, and to me, as an educator, it's wonderful. It is truly an education every time you turn that thing on and learn about the things that come across the counter. To me, it's just wonderful to see that kind of history coming alive. The details of, say the 1920s or the 1911. You got some sort of, bracelet that's come in. Oh yeah, that was made in 1911, and it was a tribute to one of the czars and all this other stuff. And it's real. It cost $10,000. That's fascinating to me to see that sort of detailed history come out in that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So. No, it was an entertaining show. It's a shame that it's a loss, and it's it happened to him.
Anyway, yeah. So we got the end of this hour coming up here, and we got to run for time, and we're going to have Tanya Gertz on. Trump advisor, and she was heading the Trump campaign in Iowa. She's going to be a special guest with us here in the next hour. You might want to listen to that one, Scott. And she's also going to announce, I think, on our radio show, at least I'm going to pry it out of her, that she's got two things big that are coming on. I'm going to wait until she gets to announce it. One of the things about the president and another about herself personally. So we got some good stuff happening here on Agenda 21 Radio, and it's awesome that what's been going on with Red State. So tell us how we can get a hold of you.
RedStateTalkRadio.com, ScottAdamsShow.com. Check me out, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, weekdays. And love your show, Paul. And we had a caller call in talking about your show today.
Oh, awesome. Well, the phone lines are working. They will be working in, halfway through the last hour. So anyway, stay with us. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And thanks to Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. We'll be right back. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill national pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, so Tana Gertz is going to be with us, and advisor to Donald Trump, and also former, and well, we're going to see. She's going to announce something, I think, on her radio show. And she'll be up in the next hour. Then we might get Chris Street. Actually, Chris, can you hear? Can you hear? No, just kidding. We got a whole bunch of other stuff going on also. She'll be with us in the first half hour. Then we're going to be opening up the phone lines in 215-TOP-TALK. 215-TOP-TALK. That's in the next hour, at the end of the hour. We're going to be opening up those phone lines so you can call in. And remember, we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on for New California. There's a whole bunch of things happening. And we're really happy that what's happening with New California right now. I mean, you just can't express all the great things that are happening out there. And like I said, it's an exciting time to be an American. It's an exciting time to, as I would definitely say to anybody, it's an exciting time to be in California. Seriously, because there's so many different things that are happening. And that's the great thing. And, you know, it's kind of unpredictable. This whole new California thing is rocking it. I think last week was sort of a seminal week, really, with what happened with the Draper thing. A lot of stories came out. We're going to talk about the Sunday story that came out from the New York Times, which I think obliterates all the other programs out there, except New California. It seems like, first of all, you had the Washington Times came out and just was proud about New California, New California State Movement. And then, of course, you have all the other things going on. Anyway, so thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. I mean, it's just in everybody's melon now. We are the constitutional way. So thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.